The Presidents Speak. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment.
Do me a favor, farmers of Iowa, and honk your horn if you're proud to grow soybeans. Now that I've got your attention, take advantage of the programs, information, and opportunities provided by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff. If you market 250 bushels or more of soybeans annually, a bumper crop of benefits is easily accessible. Just make the connection at iasoybeans.com and reap the benefits of belonging.
Iowa's only native-born president, Herbert Hoover, first came to world prominence for his role in stemming the famine confronting the world after World War I. He was a global hero for his efforts, a reputation that propelled him into the presidency in 1928. But the Great Depression clouded Hoover's term in office, and he was largely held at arm's length throughout Franklin Roosevelt's time in the White House. Fellow Midwesterner Harry Truman, though, saw past the partisan cloud. Another global famine was affecting millions after World War II, and Truman sought Hoover's counsel about how to again successfully fight world hunger. On April 19, 1946, at 6 p.m. Iowa time, all four U.S. radio networks carried a rare joint speech by two American presidents. Truman spoke from Washington, urging Americans to eat less so the food could be used to save lives overseas. He spoke for 4 minutes, closing by bluntly stating, "The time for talk has passed. The time for action is here." Then Truman turned the microphone over to Hoover, who was completing a trip around the world to assess the famine emergency. Speaking live from Cairo, Egypt, Hoover detailed the crisis and recommendations for its solution. Hoover was speaking to an American audience of tens of millions, a larger audience than any he had spoken to since leaving the White House 14 years before. A worldwide audience listened on shortwave radio as well. "If every source of supplies will scrape the bottom of the barrel, we can pull the world through this most dangerous crisis," Hoover said, calling the saving of those human lives the return of the lamp of compassion to the world. The effort was successful and led to both the Democrat Truman and his Republican successor Dwight Eisenhower to call on Hoover to lead government reform commissions. It was a bit of reputation rehabilitation, if you will. Radio audiences heard a first when two presidents, Truman and Hoover, addressed the world in a joint program about famine on this date in 1946. And that's Iowa Almanac for April 19th. There's more online at iowaalmanac.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeff Stein.